practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again on this another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio with the intent of preparing our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth on this another Lord's Day. Let's begin the program with a song that may not be too familiar to many of you, but it has a tremendous message. It's entitled Ever Faithful.
Shadows fall around me when the day turns into night. I am safe within His keeping, for He draws me to His side. Ever faithful through the fury, through the fire, clearly that my heart will not forget all the ways His grace has kept me. He has never failed me yet. Ever faithful through the fury, through the fire and through the flood, trusting as He guides me, ever faithful through His love. Savior, Redeemer, Comforter and Friend, Healer, Provider, time again, ever faithful through the fury, through the fire and through the flood, I am trusting as He guides me.
I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's a tremendous thing to realize that no matter what it is we go through, the Lord is ever faithful to us. Can I hear a hearty amen to that? You know, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 24, it says, "Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it." And certainly that's a promise that as we've been called into salvation and then as we've been called into various aspects of ministry in our lives, we can depend upon the fact that God will be faithful to us. Others may not be faithful, but God always is faithful. He will not deny his name. He will not go back on his promises. He will keep his word, and we can believe in him no matter what takes place around us. To that we say, to God be the glory. Amen? Amen indeed. Well, what a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio with you. And of course, I realize that some of you are probably not listening to this program on a radio. You might be listening to it on your telephone or on your computer or whatever the case may be. But however you are hearing this program, we do want to rejoice over the fact that we can come your way. And it's an honor for us to be able to come into your home or into your life in some special way every Sunday morning at this same time on this same radio station. And if the program is a blessing to you, we would love to hear from you. We are very, very thankful for those that we do hear from time to time. And so if the program is being used of God in your life, please don't hesitate to just drop us a note and encourage us to a degree that God is using this program in building up your faith and in enabling you to worship the Lord in a greater way in spirit and in truth. Our address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. If you have a question about the Bible or if you have a prayer request, why, certainly we would encourage you to get in contact with us. You can also go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org, and learn more about our ministry there. That's www.fbcaltoona.org, so that we might be able to, even in a greater way, minister to you. We would love to do that. And through our website, you can learn about the various aspects of our ministries. We are a very, very active church because we believe that it's important to do what we can to get out the Word of God to the people who need it, whether it's here in the Altoona area or Pennsylvania or the United States of America or around the world. But as I say almost every Sunday morning, our number one prayer is that you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. In John chapter 3 and verse 16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, I would encourage you to call upon his name today. Ask him to save you, and he will, because Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 simply says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That's God's promise to you, and God will keep his promise to you. I invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona today. We will have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then this evening our evening service will be at 6 o'clock. And then, of course, in the midweek, we always have the children and youth ministries at 6:30 on Wednesday evening, and then the adult prayer meeting and Bible study at 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening, and we would invite you to come on out and to be a part of us. We would just love to be able to meet you face to face. And like I said earlier, if this program is being used of God in your life, we would love to hear from you. So don't hesitate to drop us a note. That is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. The Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. Fairly easy to remember. fbc@fbcaltoona.org. What a joy it is to have you there today listening to this program. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to gather around the radio with many, many people here in central Pennsylvania and beyond. We thank you for the great privilege that it is to be able to proclaim your word. And I pray, dear Lord, that you'll continue to use this broadcast as you have done so over the last decades to get out the Word of God to the salvation of souls and the edification of saints. You know everyone under the sound of my voice right now. You know those who have great spiritual needs, and it is my prayer that you'll use this program and your Word to meet those needs for your glory and their good, and we'll thank you for it all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And now here is a piano organ duet with a hymn that I know that most of you know quite well, Face to Face. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2, and I would like to read with you verses 4 through 7. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 7, where the Word of God says, But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. And hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Jesus Christ. That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. And now before I deliver a message from Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21, entitled, The Christian and Jesus Christ, let's listen to a quartet number singing the song, Saved by Grace. I think that God will use this to encourage you today. Saved by Grace.
If you could see I once was, if you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know you would see a miracle of love that took me in its sweet embrace. I am today just an old sinner saved by grace. And I'm just a sinner saved by grace. When I stood my place. Now breath of life I take. I'm loved and forgiven. I'm back with the living. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. That I've ever seen or done. How could I dare to claim as mine the victories God has won? Where would I be had God not brought me gently to this place? I'm here to say I'm nothing but an old sinner saved by grace. I'm just a sinner saved by grace.
I trust you can rejoice this morning over the fact that you are a sinner saved by grace. How we can rejoice over the wonderful grace of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 tells us, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Thank God for His grace. Today, if you have a copy of God's Word, turn with me, please, to a very, very familiar passage of Scripture. It's Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21, where the Apostle Paul is giving a part of his own personal testimony. And he says this, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Think about that. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And that is not only Paul's personal testimony, but that is, without a doubt, the personal testimony of every Christian, everyone who has trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Years ago, I knew an elderly lady who used to quote this verse by saying, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is more of Christ." And that's absolutely true. And with that thought in mind, I want to speak with you for a few minutes this morning on the subject, the Christian and Jesus Christ. And the two points I want to share with you from this verse is, number one, for the Christian, to live is to experience Christ. And secondly, for the Christian, to die is to experience more of Christ. Think about that for a moment. And if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that particular verse, Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21, is your testimony as well. First of all, for the Christian, to live is to experience Christ. Now, when we're talking about a Christian this morning, we're talking not about somebody who is religious or somebody who goes to church or who is a Christian in opposition to being a Muslim or a Buddhist or an atheist or a Hindu or whatever the case may be. But we are talking about one who has trusted Jesus Christ alone as personal Savior. Have you ever done that? The Bible says in Romans 10:13, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That's what a Christian is, one who has trusted Jesus Christ alone as personal Savior. If you've done that, then you're a Christian. And if you've done that, then you can claim this particular verse as your own as well. "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you cannot claim this verse because you cannot call yourself a biblical Christian. A biblical Christian is one who has trusted Jesus Christ alone as personal Savior. But Paul says here, "For to me to live is Christ." And it is true, to live for the Christian is to experience Christ. And there are a lot of things that I could emphasize at this point, but just consider a couple of things here this morning. Number one, to live is to experience Christ. That means the Christians experience Christ's forgiveness. You know, the Bible teaches us in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7 that we as Christians are cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's important to take into consideration because we're born sinners. And with that sin in our lives, it's absolutely impossible for us to be able to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. But He died on the cross to redeem us, to cleanse us from our sin. And when we call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we experience His cleansing. We experience His forgiveness. He wipes away our sin forever and will remember those sins nevermore. But then, for the Christian, the one who knows Christ, we experience Christ's life. I think of John chapter 10 and verse 10, where the Lord Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." In other words, eternal life and the life that's worth living is found in Jesus Christ. There's a song that we sing from time to time entitled, "Isn't It Wonderful to Be a Christian?" And it is wonderful because we have the eternal and abundant life in Christ. But then also, as Christians, we experience Christ's promises. The Bible teaches us that He has given us many, many promises. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20, it tells us that His promises are all yes and amen. We can believe His promises. And over again, as we read the Scripture, we see the promises that Christ has given to us, including the promise of His ultimate peace. In John chapter 14 and verse 27, Jesus talks about the peace that He gives is not a peace that the world gives, but a peace that cannot even be erased as we focus on Him in the midst of the greatest circumstances of life. His peace is there to sustain us. And He spoke about His own peace there in John 14:27, just before He went to the cross. I could say a lot more about this, but I trust that this is sort of whet your appetite a little bit to study it through just a little bit more on the reality that for the Christian to live is to experience Christ, His forgiveness, His life, His promises, and His peace. But then, for the Christian, to die is to experience more of Christ. Again, Philippians 1:21 says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." To die is gain. That's a tremendous thought to take into consideration. Because you see, what that means is when we die, we go into His presence. We go right into His presence in heaven. The Bible says that as Christians, we are absent from the body and present with the Lord. Think about that. And in John chapter 14, verses 1 through 4, the Lord Jesus talks about His rapture, that is His second coming to the earth, as it were, and reminds us of the mansions that we have in heaven, or that He has in heaven, prepared for those of us who are Christians. And we know that in the rapture we'll experience that, but even at the point of death, we are taken into the presence of the Lord, into that special mansion, that special place that He has prepared for us in a land without tears, in a time without end. And so you see, as the Christian, we experience more of Christ in death, in the sense that we experience His heaven, we experience that great place He's prepared for us. But think of it, we experience eternal fellowship with Him. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 17, where it's talking about the rapture, it says, "For we shall ever be with the Lord." Think about that. When we die and go to be with the Lord Jesus, we will never, ever, ever be separated from Him in His actual presence. And that's something tremendously to look forward to. And so that's why we say for the Christian, to live is to experience Christ, and to die is to experience more of Jesus Christ. Paul says, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Philippians 1 and verse 21. Can you claim that as your own promise today? If you cannot, I would encourage you to simply call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask Him to save you, and He will. And if you can claim that because you've trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, then I would encourage you to rejoice today, because no matter what happens, no matter what comes, you know that to live is to experience Christ, and to die is to experience more of Christ. It's a wonderful thing to be a Christian. Well, I trust that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church today to worship the Lord with others of like precious faith. And then join us again next Sunday at this same time on this same radio station as we gather around the radio for the Voice of Faith broadcast. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the best is yet to come. Amen. Amen.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the Family of Faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.